Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on March 18, 1983. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
Blessed art thou among women.
All about the trees, the sky is becoming filled with lights, beautiful lights of blue and white and yellow. Oh, it's so beautiful that it's actually the colors are cascading off the ends of the branches. And now up in the sky, these blue balls, very translucent, weightless blue balls, are floating upwards from the tree to the center of the sky over the statue. Now the sky is opening up. Previously, we found the sky was coated with dark colors, very ominous-looking hazy blue, not blue, but black, which was very foreboding until heaven chose to set the lights down upon the trees and also the good souls who are here this evening. Now, just up above the statue, about, maybe 10 to 15 feet, Our Lady is coming forward. Oh, she's dressed in a beautiful white gown with a white mantle. And all along the edge of the mantle, there's a small line of gold. I do believe it's metallic gold, real metal. And Our Lady, the wind is blowing up there too, because Our Lady's skirts are being caught upon her feet. And I can see now her sandals. They're beautiful. The sandals are made of spun gold. And there's a small rosette right in the middle of her feet on the band. She's absolutely beautiful. Our Lady looks very delicate. And her coloring is, there's no way I can explain her coloring human-wise. It's like porcelain. Our Lady's skin looks just like porcelain, but with light emanating from it. Oh, it's just absolutely beautiful. Now, Our Lady is touching her first finger to her lips and pointing upward over her head. Oh, over to Our Lady's right, that would be our left, and high in the sky, there's a pinpoint of light. But it's no, as I'm talking, it's becoming wider and fuller and opening up in a circular pattern. And there, Jesus is coming down now. He's coming through the circle of light above Our Lady's head, another maybe 10 or 15 feet. And now he's coming down. Oh, he looks absolutely beautiful. Jesus has on this burgundy cape. And this evening he has the headpiece, a cowl. Our Lady called it a cowl, C-O-W-L. And it's now blowing about his head, and it's coming down upon his shoulders. Now, Jesus has drifted down floating. They never walk. They just seem to float, Our Lady and Jesus, in the air. They've always seemed to float about as though they are weightless, yet they look as solid as you and I, except for the light. The light is so brilliant that there's no human way I can explain it. Now, Jesus is going over to Our Lady's left side. That would place Our Lady standing on his right side. Now, Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus now is hesitating. He's placed his hand up near his heart. And his robe, too, is also blowing gently in the wind. Though our winds are strong upon earth, it certainly must be very temperate up in heaven. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips, which means to listen. And he's looking down now at Our Lady. Our Lady comes to just a little below his shoulder. Now, a lady is looking about her, and she's taking from her waist her beautiful rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Father and the Hail Marys of white, which as our lady turns about now with the crucifix, the deep golden crucifix, our lady is now making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning now. She was turning to her right, and she's turning now to the center. And they're moving a bit. Jesus is floating. He means to be walking, but he doesn't walk. He doesn't have to. He just floats right across the sky. And he's now moving farther over so that Our Lady can get just above her statue. She's about 10 to 15 feet now above her statue. Now Our Lady is making the sign of the cross to her left, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing her finger to her lips, which means to listen. My child and my children, and especially my child, you, Veronica, have been brought here to the sacred grounds this evening for a reason. I did not mean to test you, my child, in such a manner, since you have been a victim soul for the world's sins. For those who receive much, much is expected of them. Therefore, my child, do not become depressed nor question any of the motives of heaven. As you will observe, my child, having more time to rest and to meditate, the world has progressed farther back into darkness. I have wandered throughout the world, crying to my children, and my tears fall upon you, for as I have cried for obedience to your eternal Father in heaven, and also to our Pope, our poor vicar, who suffers much at the hands of the enemies of your God. You must pray for your bishops. You must pray for all the clergy. And especially, you must stand behind your vicar, Pope John Paul II, because there will be another attempt upon his life. My child, that is why, principally, that I brought you here this evening, so that this message must go out to the world. Already the vermin are gathering to plan the next assassination attempt upon your holy vicar. You must pray for him. Do much penance. Make many sacrifices. That is the only gauge you have to save his earthly life. Now the sky, Our Lady is pointing, and the sky is opening up around her, and I feel like I'm being transported to a gathering. There's a very large gathering of people. I don't believe it's Rome, because I cannot see any building that is in Italy that I recognize. No, this is a fine land. And I see the Holy Father. He's riding in a car, but this car has no protection. I have asked my child, you, to get word through the Eternal Father. Prayer is not enough. You must write now, my child. Write and write again, and tell him he must not venture outside of Rome until next year. I see a large gathering of people, and I see a man. He's dressed as a cleric, a clergy. He has in his left hand a knife. It's a long knife. No, it's like a saber. I don't know. He's pulling it out of his pants. It seems to be in his pants leg near his belt, and it's very long. And he's pulling it out with his left hand and starting to raise it. And with his right hand, he has a revolver, a small gun, not a shotgun, a small gun. And he's screaming, And everything has become silent about him with the screams, death to the Pope, death to the Pope. And then people are frozen in shock. They don't jump on him. Jump on him. Get them. Stop them. But now it's becoming black, a somber blackness upon the sky, and I can't see the people anymore. Yes, my child, you have now received a most explicit picture of the actions being planned by the enemies of God. Oh, my child, I have often asked your bishops and all clergy to consecrate Russia to my Immaculate Heart. And have they done this to date? No, my child. They fear more. I say, they fear more. The rebuttal from the clergy. Now I see the same man. The sky is opening up, and we're back again to the same place. And I see a man jumping forward and grabbing this man dressed as a clergy about his neck. And he turns, and he stabs this poor soul. Our lady now is touching her lips. Repeat, my child, after me. Unless you pray for your vicar, Pope John Paul II, he will be removed from among you. And if this takes place, there will be far worse sacrilege committed in the city of Rome and the parishes throughout the world. Up to this time, my child and my children, you know full well that the wishes and the directives from Rome, from the Eternal Father in Heaven, through Pope John Paul II, they have been cast aside, each and every individual, going his own way and making my son's house a shambles. Now, Our Lady is pointing to her right. And high up in the sky is opening up. Oh, I recognize it now. I'm standing in the square in Rome. I can see St. Peter's. But now, I see blood. Blood running down St. Peter's and into the square there. And it's dividing the church in half. That, my child, is symbolism of what is to be. When Pope John Paul II is removed, the church shall be divided among itself. United, it will stand. Divided, it will fall. My child, many times I have heard you calling to me in supplication for your leaders of your country and the leaders of all nations throughout the world. What can we say of them at this time? That very few have received the grace to turn back from their ways that have offended the Eternal Father. And we have now reached the point in history, the end days, and soon the great chastisement will be set upon your country and every nation that has succumbed to Satan. My child, there is much to be done before the warning and then the great chastisement. In between this shall come forth the Third World War. You will see carnage and killings and blood running in your streets, my children. For a nation that has received much, this nation, the United States of America, has become depraved. through its medias, the newspapers, the motion pictures, the televisions, all agents of hell and of Satan. My son's teachings have been removed from the schools. Only those that call themselves Catholic shall receive, if but a glimmer of light of the true faith. There are many nations now that promote the greatest of sacrileges. Through their medias and their permissiveness, they have brought forth Satanism, the worship of Satan the adversary, to the debauchery of young children. Oh, my child and my children, if I could take you step by step, you would die of fear and of horror if you could look behind the closed doors and see what is happening to your children. Many now are being trained as adults with a knowledge that cannot be absorbed into their young minds. Therefore, they become victims of their elders. How long shall this be permitted by the Eternal Father? My children, not very long. Veronica, my child, we have been forced to bring you back, though the plan was to have you join the Legion of Victim Souls. However, it is time now to shout from the rooftops, your end is near at hand. I have often told you, my child, that only a few will be saved, and this has brought you great despair of heart. Do not despair, my child. The Eternal Father has a plan for all lives. You may continue to pray for the enemies at the door. Oh, my child, my tears fall upon you all when I see all of the innocent little babies being slaughtered, cast into garbage pails like nothing but dirt and scum. They are living human beings, and all murderers shall get their just recompense. Oh, my children, how blind you are to think that you will live forever. My son's clergy must return to the knowledge of the existence of a hell and purgatory. Yes, my child, I know of your despair when meeting with clergy that have tried to teach you atheism. Oh, my child, pray for them. Pray and pray more, for all that remains for your world is sacrifice and prayer and penance, and the United States of America shall fall to the enemy. They will not be surprised, they cannot be surprised, should this penance be placed upon you all, for they have been warned. Oh, my child, how many years in earth's time have I gone about choosing from the world seers to bring forth the message from heaven. I am tireless, my child, as I know you will be tireless until the return of my son. The agents of hell have gathered now. The Satanism is accelerating, my child. You must all pray and act upon this knowledge that among you are those who are practicing the worship of Satan. They have even become so imbued with the spirit of evilness that they murder in sacrifice another human being. Oh. Yes, my child. Look upon the scene before you. Oh, I see what looks like a cave. I don't think that this is in the United States. I get the impression it's a cave, similar to the ones that I saw when Jesus was being crucified, and they were scourging him at the pillar in a cave, like built out of a hill. I see a lot of people gathered there. Now, I would say about 15 or maybe 17, no, 13. There are 13 people. Now, they're all standing in a circle, and in the middle of that circle is a man. He's dressed with horns on his head, like Satan. And he has a black cape, which is red inside. And he's turning about, and he's holding a spear in his hand. It has three prongs on it. And he's dipping these prongs now into a boiling big kettle. I believe it's water boiling. He's heating up, and now he's placing, after putting water, he dips his fork, this big fork, into the water, and then places it on top of the hot coals, and they sizzle. And now he's going over, and there's a man tied, just like Jesus was, to a post. And he's taking this horrible, horrible thing in his hand. And he's burning the skin of the man. I can hear his screams, the man screaming. He's burning the prongs of the pitchfork on the man's back. Now, our lady knows that I'm getting dreadfully ill. It's a horrible sight. Now, there's a woman there. Her eyes are glassy, like she's drugged or something. Now she's going over to the man, and she's taking, it's a long knife, like a hunting knife, and cutting him in his back. And then, then there's another woman. They're all dressed in black capes with red in the interior. There's another woman. She's going over, and she has a chalice in her hands, and she's placing it underneath the drops of blood that are coming out of the gash she's made in the man's back. And they're all laughing like they're hysterically insane. They're all laughing. And now the woman is coming over and she's passing. It's a chalice. Oh, it's a chalice. But she's passing it among them all, and they're drinking the man's blood. Oh, I think I'm going to be sick, Blessed Mother. Oh. Now it's growing very dark, very dark, pitch black over the scene. I know it's a scene, but I'm there. Oh, Blessed Mother, this is very, very horrible. Yes, my child, the truth is not pretty, a picture, but it is the only way that I can impress upon you, my child, and my children, the horrible urgency of protecting your children and your families. Because, as I told you before, when you go without your doors, your children then will go out into a world that has been taken over by Satan. My child, do not be horrified at what you see. You must understand also that the Eternal Father will have the final say in all of this horrible carnage. Now Our Lady is turning. The scene is completely vanished. Thank God. Oh. Now Our Lady is turning to her right, and she's making the sign of the cross with her rosary in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is still standing above the statue. He's come down closer now. I'd say he's no more than 6 feet away from the statue now. Oh, he looks so absolutely so beautiful. But his cowl now is down. His covering on his head is down. And the wind is catching his skirts. Jesus has nothing on his feet. His feet are bare. But he has on a beige gown. And, of course, his burgundy cloak about him. And it's quite windy up there, too. Now, Jesus is looking about him. And he's placing out his hands like this, Jesus. And there are all lights coming out of his hands. The lights are coming out of his hands and shining all down on the people. Now, as he turns, the lights go with him. They absolutely, they seem to just emanate from his fingers. There's no way to explain it. The light is beautiful. It's a pure white glass-like light. And it's now coming down upon the people, and he's turning slowly, and it's making an arc above our heads and going back. And Our Lady now is raising also her crucifix in blessing. And Jesus now is turning completely to his right, and his hands are extended out, and these long streams of light are coming down upon the people. Now Jesus is dead, coming, taking his hands back, and the lights are slowly vanishing. They're very slowly, though. They're like evaporating right in the air. Now, Our Lady is nodding her head, and I do notice for the first time that Our Lady has on the Fatima crown, the beautiful, large, circular type of crown that I know I've always called it the Fatima crown. Now, Our Lady is touching her lips, and she says, "My child, it will be difficult, but you must take 5 photographs this evening. It will enlighten my children upon what I have sold you this evening. You must take 5 photographs, and I will converse with you after you do this, my child." You see the light? The light up in the trees there. Jesus is standing, still standing there, and some of the light has remained from his fingers onto the trees. If you look right directly over Our Lady's statue, there are lights coming down. And I do believe that Our Lady said these lights have been placed on pictures this evening. All about the trees, there's a beautiful pink light. If you study the trees closely, you can see that the light appears to be coming from the trees. But actually, it's a supernatural manifestation by Jesus to alert me and all those who can hear and read the message that this is one sign when Jesus is calling. We call them the call lights, like the blue little balls in the sky, or the pink lights cascading, and also those that are in a straight line to the trees. But this is a pink that's like a vapor, and it's all coming out from around the distance of the sky over the statue. Now Jesus is coming forward, and Our Lady is right behind him. They seem to have been just standing. I didn't take note of it before, but they seem to have been standing over by our right side in the highest, near the highest limb of the tree. Now Jesus is floating back over. He just is weightless. It's so beautiful to watch Jesus and Our Lady cross the sky. They're standing above a statue now, and both they're looking about them, and I can see that Jesus is smiling. He's very close now over the statue. I'd say no more than about 7 feet directly above the statue. Now Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger, which means that I must listen. "My child and my children, I shall not try at this time to enlarge upon my mother's message to you all. I just want to add this fact, that there is little that I can say at this time, but for you to all do penance, make reparation to the Eternal Father for the sins that man has committed, that will condemn him eventually to death and eternal life in the kingdom of the damned, hell. My child and my children, you must impress this upon the clergy in a kind and charitable manner. You will tell them that they must restore the good book to its natural being, which has given way to modernism and humanism. By this I mean, my child and my children, that the knowledge of hell and purgatory has been removed from among you. The children are growing up in a world that has been given to Satan, and there's not much that you can do at this time other than pray, do penance, and guard your homes well. You will protect your children, by indoctrinating them into the legion of good, purified souls who follow Jesus, my Jesus, with this prayer. My Jesus, my confidence. You will always remember, my child and my children, that when the struggle to remain on the narrow path has taken all out of you, as you say, you must remember that eventually you will all be held accountable for your soul. There is not one person who can follow you at the same time over the veil and stand up for you when you are being judged. For every man, woman, and child of conscionable age will be their own master to their soul. In other words, my children, you must have your God-given conscience forward and placed before you always. Do not stifle this knowledge of your God by involving yourselves in all the pleasures of the materialistic world. You will have to return to the knowledge of the supernatural, or you will fall. Your country and all the nations of the world shall undergo great test. By this, my children, you will understand in due time, because there will be earthquakes in diverse places that have never known earthquakes before. There will be floods and a great heat. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. My mother has traveled throughout your earth constantly trying to remind you that time is growing short. The hourglass is almost empty, my children, and I know that you will know what this means. For when that glass is empty, it will be time for my return. My child and my children, you will continue to give out the message throughout the world. My mother will always be with you, and I will be with you. Even when your trials become so profuse that you feel that you cannot survive another day in your life, that you will accept as your penance. I could tell you the story of the true knowledge of suffering. But now, my child and my children, I ask that you pray. And another day I will come unto you with a far greater message than my mother gave to you this evening. For there is now before you a time of trial and penance. We bless you all, my children, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now with your prayers of reparation. They are sorely needed in your world today.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on March 18th, 1983. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.